AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There's anger in Chicago, where a police dash cam video has been released showing a white officer shooting a black teenager a number of times last October. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of Laquan McDonald. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says justice will be done.
The officer in this case took a young man's life, and he's going to have to account for his actions. And that's what today is all about. Today is about accountability.
That did not keep hundreds of people from taking to the streets. Our Sophia Tureen is in Chicago.
A crowd of a few hundred protesters headed to a popular area near downtown Chicago where some blocked traffic, some chanted. At one point, there was a few heated exchanges with police, but the crowds dispersed by about 11 p.m.
There are reports a few of the protesters may have been arrested. President Obama says America stands with France in its response to this month's terrorist attacks.
We're here today to declare that the United States and France stand united in total solidarity to deliver justice to these terrorists and those who sent them, and to defend our nations.
A meeting at the White House between President Obama and French President Francois Hollande came hours after Turkey shot down a Russian warplane near the Syrian border.
Obama said the shootdown illustrates how dangerous it is for Russia's military to act on its own in Syria, not with the anti-Islamic State coalition.
They are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition.
In effect, he says Russia and Iran are a coalition of two, alone in backing President Bashar Assad. Mark Smith at the White House.
Thousands of people in eastern Washington state are facing the prospect of a Thanksgiving without heat or lights. Crews are still working to restore power in the Spokane area. Governor Jay Inslee is considering asking for federal disaster assistance. This is AP Radio News. After declining most of the past decade, traffic deaths appear to be on the rise again.
Traffic fatalities rose 8% in the first half of the year compared to the same period in 2014, according to estimates released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Chronic safety issues such as drunk driving, speeding, failure to use seatbelts, and motorcycle helmets continue to cause a high proportion of those deaths.
That's the agency's top official, Mark Rosekind. He says the spike is partly the result of people driving more miles.
It really is time for our nation to get serious about the epidemic of death that is on our roadways.
Last year, the fatality rate was at a record low, but still nearly 33,000 people died in crashes. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
An estimated 47 million people will be traveling more than 50 miles from home during this holiday week. That's an increase over last year. Because of an E. coli outbreak linked to Costco chicken salad, customers are being urged to throw out any that they had bought before Friday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.